Live from our nation's capital, it's the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome to the Inside Scoop. Here we go again. Maybe every day I should do a story on another person getting access to a high-powered rifle and murdering a bunch of people. Maybe if we did a show every single day about it, maybe then, gun owners might consider lives more important than their strong desire to give insane people all the guns they possibly can. Never understood why responsible gun owners think it should be easier for insane people, people with no training, to buy semi-automatic weaponry, military-grade weaponry. Okay, I get it. Responsible gun owners, you want to have that stuff yourself because you want to play with it. You want to shoot things in target practice. It's a toy to you. I get it. It's a toy. You want to play with your toys. No, I'm not talking about police officers. No, I'm talking about military. I'm talking about people who want to play with their toys. I get it. But do you really think making it easier for insane people to get these guns is a good idea? This time it's in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'm originally from Tennessee, from Nashville, Tennessee. I know Chattanooga. It's a beautiful, small city, big town, nestled in the Appalachian Mountains, the foot of the Smoky Mountains. It's a beautiful town. It's really a nice place. Three are dead. Three are wounded. One of the wounded's in critical condition. The attack occurred at a military center.
Mark, there's apparently now the mayor of Chattanooga speaking, and it appears that there's four Marines dead and then also the gunman.
Yeah, I know the gunman's dead. I was getting to that. So I didn't know about the four.
It went from three to four.
Yeah, one
now.
Was in critical condition. That's what I heard last, so I guess that person has died. Yeah, these are Marines. So if Al-Qaeda comes and attacks and murders four Marines, like happened in Fallujah, you know, we go all out. We start killing tens of thousands of people. We send our drones out, our troops. We go all out. At the same time, we provide at home easy access to guns. Easy access, no questions asked, to terrorists, murderers, mentally ill. It's okay if they shoot our Marines, right, gun nuts? It's okay if they do it. Just don't let Al-Qaeda do it. But you know what? Al-Qaeda can't kill our Americans in Benghazi. No, when four are dead in Benghazi, that's somehow wrong. But four are dead in Chattanooga, four Marines, in a recruitment center, and now it's okay? We have begged you, our fellow Americans, to say that people who want to play with semi-automatic weaponry should have to get a little bit of training first. We don't let anyone drive a car without passing a test. You know why? Because cars can kill people. But now, you want every four-year-old to have access to a semi-automatic machine gun. Oh, I know, it's not called a machine gun because you have to pull every bullet each time. You know what? Military experts tell me it's easier to murder more with a semi-automatic than a fully automatic machine gun because you can take your time and point and aim. At least that's what the Confederate killer did in South Carolina. All we ask, we're not trying to tickle your guns. All we ask responsible gun owners is that you help us stop the irresponsible gun owners. And you know what? I'm not even attacking responsible gun owners. I'm not even attacking NRA members. 74% of NRA members agree that insane people and terrorists and people who have a long history of violence that they've been convicted for, that they shouldn't own guns. 74% support universal background checks. 90% of all Americans do. 74% of NRA members do. But the majority of members of Congress and the cowardly Republicans who get all their money from the NRA, which doesn't support its own membership on this score, they don't. Yeah, 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 four Marines are dead. Yeah, 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 hand over the check, NRA. Hand over the check. And we'll make sure that it's easy and easy and easy for you to go around the background checks. You can go to a gun show, but you don't have to. Just go on the internet. Just go on the internet. Let's say you believe that little red men are coming out of your basement and you need a semi-automatic weapon to shoot them all dead. Don't worry, you can go on the internet and get whatever high-powered assault rifle you want. No questions asked, courtesy of Republicans and the National Rifle Association. When does it stop? Do we have no power? Many of you know I'm soon going to be a delegate in Virginia. Doesn't start till January. I assure you I'm going to make these arguments publicly and privately to my fellow delegates. It should be hard to kill people. It shouldn't be easy. You know, we restrict access to anthrax. Why? We restrict access to arsenic, to poisons. Why do we do that? We don't let people ride, just pick up a tank and ride in it. You gotta be in the military first. We don't even let someone off the street fly a plane. Why don't we do that? Like I said, we don't even let you drive a car unless you take a test first. Why do we do that? But if you're 10 and you can get on the internet and you order a gun, you go right ahead. Just say you're 18. No one will check. No one will check. The response, of course, the response of the people who really, really want these murders to happen, I guess, because they like playing with their guns and they don't want to fill out a form that takes a minute. Their response is, well, you know, we do have background checks for licensed gun owners, and yeah, we do. Not for licensed gun owners, because there are no licenses. For licensed gun dealers. Yeah, we do. And we just say close the loophole. Just simply require everyone to get a background check. And you know what? Have some training, too. You got to have some training before you drive a car. I was just in Denver at the Western Conservative Summit. You can still find my debate there with Katie Pavlich on my website at marklevinetalk.com. And Katie went on and on and on about how she was a good shot and all the training she had. And I said, terrific, Katie. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about someone who would go into a Marine recruiting center in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and shoot the damn thing up with a high-powered rifle. And guess what? That wasn't a gun-free zone. I really don't think a military recruiting center was a gun-free zone. And I'll bet people in the military center may have had guns. I don't have a problem with the military owning guns. I have a problem with wackos owning guns. And you would think that any sane person would have a problem with insane people owning guns. Now, I don't know who did this. We don't know yet. I guess we'll find out. I guess I'll tell you tomorrow. The gunman is dead. He probably shot himself. I don't know. Maybe someone shot him. We'll find out. We'll know all the details tomorrow. But don't tell me this isn't a battle we can't win. Don't tell me America's too weak. too weak to stop someone from coming into Chattanooga, Tennessee and shooting up a military recruitment center. Don't tell me America's too weak to prevent a crazy 21-year-old racist from getting high-powered weaponry. Yeah. We can go after ISIS and Al-Qaeda, but we're too weak to defend Chattanooga. Really? Really? Just give it up. Accept that murders are going to happen. Just accept that it's going to be really easy to kill people in America. Just accept that. Is that really what you're arguing? Call in. Let me know. Let me know if that's your argument. Tell me why we should all wear body armor every single day. Tell me why every kindergartner needs a gun so that Newtown, Connecticut doesn't happen. Tell me your solution for a fully armed America where we don't dare walk down the streets without taking our guns out and getting into some kind of Old West corral. That's your answer? Because I got to tell you something. Developed, industrialized, peaceful, sane nations all over the planet. The civilized countries, they have very, very few gun deaths. Canada, United Kingdom, France, Japan, Germany, you name it. You name it. They make it difficult for insane people to get guns. Now, I know what you're going to say. Well, how do we know if someone's insane? How do we find out? Well, why don't we make you undergo training? You have to learn to drive a car. Maybe if you had an 8-hour gun safety course, maybe the instructor would be able to tell if you're insane. If you start talking about killing little green men, then you probably shouldn't own a gun. If you start talking about waving the Confederate flag and killing black people, you know what? You shouldn't own a gun. If you start saying, I think I'm Batman and I want to go to a movie theater and prove it, you know what? Don't give him a gun. Is that so difficult to do? And if you are a responsible gun owner, wouldn't you benefit from an 8-hour gun safety course? Because in Virginia, you can just do it over the internet in an hour. Some states require nothing. Is this really too much to ask of people who want to own killing machines? Is that too much to ask? Because if it is, let's stop driver's licenses right now. Let's stop car registration right now. Let's give everyone a bazooka and a tank and just say, go at it. And while you're there, let's move to Somalia, because that's the world you want. Everyone has their own tank and bazooka. No government whatsoever. If you want anarchy, then that's your joyous place. Go to Somalia, join some kind of terrorist gang, and watch your back. Because that's not what I want my country to be. Toll-free number is 888-488-MARK, 888-488-6275. Give me a call. Be right back right after this.
He's a Bible-quoting, Constitution-loving, flag-waving, red-blooded, liberal American. He's Mark Levin. Give him a call now at 888-488-MARK. That's 888-488-6275. And now, the voice of reason in an unreasonable world, Mark Levin.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. There are four now dead at a military recruiting center in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Apparently it was sprayed with bullets from a high-powered rifle. The gunman is dead, as they often are. I don't know all the details yet. I guess we'll find out more as the hour progresses and more tomorrow. But that's why this whole nonsense about gun-free zones doesn't make any sense. First of all, I doubt it was a gun-free zone. But you know what? Even if it was a gun-free zone, even if it were a gun-free zone, it wouldn't matter because the gunman was ready to die. So let's stop it at its source. Let's stop insane people from getting guns. Let's try. Let's not make it so easy to buy killing machines over the internet. Is that too much to ask? Darla, New Mexico on line 5. Is that too much to ask? Darla?
Good afternoon, Mark. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm upset.
I agree. I completely agree with your stance on responsible gun ownership. I am a responsible gun owner, and I would not want to see a crazy person with a gun
exactly
walking down the road or into my job.
And you wouldn't mind having to undergo a little training before you got a gun, would you?
Not at all. Well, I had training, not professional training. My
okay.
father was a gun owner. He taught every one of his children how to be responsible with them.
They probably taught you how a safety works and how you don't load it.
Absolutely.
You check the chamber. You don't just, you know, make sure before you load a gun, and you don't point it toward anybody. And that's basic gun safety. Why should any responsible gun owner be against basic gun safety? To me, that's like a responsible car owner being against learning how to drive. It doesn't make sense.
I couldn't agree more.
So what do we do?
I had to take lessons to learn
of course.
To drive. I have to have a license to
drive. Of course.
I had to get a license to be married.
That's true, too.
You know, you have to get licensed for everything.
And for all they say
really
about marriage, it's probably training. Still less dangerous than guns.
Right.
So let me ask you this. So New Mexico requires a license because your neighboring state of Arizona, I don't think, does.
I purchased a gun a few years ago without a license.
Okay.
I did have to submit to a background check. Which
but because you went to a licensed gun dealer, that's why. You walked
correct.
Into a store. Had you gone to a gun
correct.
Show or the internet, you wouldn't have had to show anything.
Correct.
Now, let me ask you about this background check, this horribly onerous background check. How long did it take them to check your background? A minute? 2 minutes? Five?
I walked into the store, bought the gun I wanted. They did the check. I walked out with it in within 30 minutes.
Within
it wasn't
30
a
minutes.
Horrible ordeal.
Within 30 minutes. So this mm-hmm. 30 minutes of your life, some people don't want to undergo that 30 minutes of their life and are willing to have four Marines dead in Tennessee because they just don't want to wait 30 minutes. I don't understand that.
Well, they should have to wait. I agree with your stance on this. They should have to wait because none of the questions were, in my opinion, too invasive.
No, they ask you, have you committed a felony? Have you been declared insane by a court? You know,
right.
Are you over the age of 18? Reasonable things
right.
like that. I mean, right?
Yes.
So let me ask you this, as a responsible gun owner, darling, and I sometimes when I go after the NRA, I always have to remind myself that 74% of NRA members, 75% of them, do support universal background checks. Why is it that the NRA leadership doesn't listen to its own membership on this issue?
Well, I never joined the NRA.
Okay. All right. Well,
and
I don't blame you.
And
I'm not telling you to. I'm not telling you to. But why is
I've
it that even
anything by them?
Well, why is it maybe responsible gun owners? Maybe I need to encourage you to write your member of Congress, because I don't think that your voices are being heard enough. Responsible gun owners to say, you know what? I support universal background checks. I don't want insane people getting guns. I don't mind taking a safety course. In fact, I already have. I mean, maybe, Darla, if voices like yours were heard, then people like me who don't own guns, maybe our voices, we could join together and say, we're not trying to take away your guns if you're a responsible gun owner. We just don't want the insane people to get them. Stick around if you want, Darla. If you want to call in and join us, though, it's 888-488-MARK, 888-488-6275. We'll be right back right after this.
Back to the Aggressive Progressive, Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. It's Mark Levine, concerned about what's going on in Chattanooga. I actually went to try to find information on the Chattanooga killer, and I just Googled it, and I find out that 8 hours ago there was a search for a killer of four in rural South Carolina. Oh, well, I guess every day. I guess I shouldn't consider that this is anything weird or crazy because, mass murders happen every day now, apparently. And they have their defenders. Never doubt that the mass murderers don't have their defenders. I've been reading your tweets at Mark Levine Talk. All right? One person just tweeted at me, check out this mouth-breathing jackass trying to grab guns already. What did I write? I wrote, here we go again. When will gun owners put lives ahead of desire to make it easy for nutcases to own semis? This guy writes, check out this jackass trying to grab our guns. You know what? I ain't trying to grab your guns unless you're a nutcase. And if you are a nutcase, and you might well be, then you're right. I want to grab your gun. I don't want you to get a gun in the first place. I don't think nutcases should own guns. I think it's crazy to allow crazy people access to murdering machines. Call me crazy if you disagree. And yet, here we come. Here, all this Twitter hate. No, Mark, I fear that I'm crazy. You're going to try to take away my guns just because I want to kill black people. Leave me alone and let me kill those black people. If you don't want to kill black people, you don't want to kill anyone, if you want to be a responsible gun owner, then I'm not after you. So if you think I'm after you, you must, by definition, be a nutcase. You must, by definition, be crazy. I said I want to take guns away from crazy people. And if you say, oh, you want to try to get my gun, that means that you believe you're crazy. And if you do believe you're crazy, you're right. I want to take your gun away. Whew. All right, I'll try to calm down. Sheila, New Jersey, on line two. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Mark. Love the show.
Thank you. I'll try to calm down. Go ahead.
I wanted to read to you from an article I found in my house from the year 2000. And it was the LaPierre talking at the convention for the Republicans.
Yeah, Wayne LaPierre, the head of the NRA. Yeah, what did he say?
He said, so this is year 2000. This has been going on for 15 years.
Yeah, well, longer.
Democrats are trying to scare... Huh? Oh, longer, yes, definitely. But that the Democrats are trying to scare the people. And then in his speech, he said, with the media's help, he paints a fictional nightmare of a non-existent world where a reckless population of stupid gun owners cause 13 innocent kids to die a day from guns. And I think if we do the math, we have exceeded that number. So it wasn't a fictional nightmare of a non-existent world. It happened.
No, we have upwards.
And it's happening around us.
We have more than 30,000 gun deaths a year. So if you do the math,
right,
that's almost 100 gun deaths a year. Half of those or so are suicides. That matters to me. I know there are people who feel like, oh, well, so we make it easier for people to commit suicide. I don't care. I disagree with them. I do care about lives lost through suicide because you know what? If you try to slit your wrists, you will probably fail. You'll probably get help, and you'll probably never try to commit suicide again. But if you put a gun to your head, you will probably succeed. And I don't know why we want to make it easier for people to commit suicide. But we have almost 100 gun deaths a day in this country, of which more than 30 are murder. So he's talking about 13 kids a day. I don't have the statistics on how many of them are kids. But sounds to me like Wayne LaPierre is
number.
He's exactly right.
To be pushed out, and NRA has to do it. The NRA members have to do it, and they have to realize that this has been going on for too long. And they need to understand the bull that is coming from them.
It is time for responsible gun owners to stand up and say, that's not me. The Charleston shooter, that's not me. The Aurora movie killer, that's not me. The Chattanooga Marine murderer, that's not me. The Newtown, that is not me. I don't want to be associated with them. And to distinguish me from them, I am fine with background checks. I am fine with safety training. I am fine with weeding out the nutcases. Just say that.
That's true. And you know what? Moms Demand Action, they're working with NRA members. There are people in the NRA that want change, and they need to push this guy out because he just drums up fear and it's a loss of control. That's what gets them. That's all it is. It doesn't have anything to do with guns. It's about fear and loss of control.
So we've just now confirmed the name of the shooter. The name of the shooter apparently is Muhammad Youssef Abulaziz is apparently the name of the shooter. Now, I've been arguing not just to keep insane people from owning guns, but also to keep terrorists from owning guns. If you're on the terrorist watch list, you shouldn't be able to buy a gun on the internet. And you would think that the same Republicans that support sending tens of thousands of troops to the Middle East, losing thousands of American lives, hundreds of thousands of Middle Eastern lives, tens of thousands wounded, trillions of dollars to fight in Fallujah, you would think that they would at least support not allowing terrorists to easily buy guns in the United States. If you're on the terrorist watch list, you, by the way, you can remove yourself from the terrorist watch list if they wrongly put you on. You go and you prove, you know, you're not a terrorist, and they have to take you off, which is good. They should absolutely have that due process. But if you're on the terrorist watch list, you should fail a background check. Period. I've said it's insane, it's terrorists, and it's people who have a history of violence, whether it's domestic violence, whether you're a felon, whether you've killed someone. You know what? You don't have a right to own a gun. Gun ownership is a privilege. It is a privilege. It doesn't mean that every insane person can get a gun. Because being able to kill other people easily should be something that we restrict. Arsenic ownership is not a right either. Neither is, anthrax ownership. Anyway, anything more you wanted to add, Sheila? Go ahead.
The people that are trying to push for change to save our citizens, they are getting death threats, and they have to be careful of where they go and who they invite. And that right there, that shows the insanity. You can't, live like this in this country.
Yeah, otherwise we'd have to have body armor and everything. So here's what we know, and this is just news out, and it could be inaccurate, but this is for the latest news says that the gunman was a white man, that he did it out of a convertible, a silver Mustang. He went to two military sites and shot at people about 8 miles apart, that he's from the Chattanooga area. He lives there. His motive is not yet known, and police do not believe he's a second shooter, and he appears to be dead now. I'm not quite sure whether he killed himself or whether somebody shot him. Most cases, these people tend to kill themselves. That's what we know right now. And I'm already hearing people who are pushing back at me on Twitter, like, how dare I use this horrible incident as a reason to push for gun control? And I'm thinking, why wouldn't I want to prevent these things from happening again? Unless you support the murder of four Marines, why wouldn't you want to see how we can prevent this from happening again? Huh?
Mm-hmm. That's true. Hey. The keep your guns, though. You need to make that.
Well, I'm not trying to take away guns from responsible gun owners. I'm not. They say I am, but I'm not.
They say you're trying to take my guns. Say, well, here's a bill that's called the Keep Your Guns Bill.
Yeah, or keep guns away from crazy people bill. That's what I say. When people say I'm trying to take your guns, I respond, are you a terrorist? And they say no. I say, are you insane? And they say no. I say, do you have a history of violence? They say no. I say, then I'm not trying to take away your guns. You're trying to take away my guns. Well, then let's go back. You must be either an insane or a terrorist or a violent person. Because those are the only people. All I'm saying is extend the same background checks we already have to everyone. Don't buy hand grenades over the internet. Don't buy bullets over the internet. Go in, pass a background check. It shouldn't be that hard if you're a sane, responsible person. Thanks for your call, Sheila. I appreciate it. Folks, if you want to join the conversation, please do. It's 888-488-MARK, 888-488-6275. We'll be right back right after this.
Rumor has it he quotes the Constitution in his sleep. Is it Super Nerd? No, it's Mark Levine. Give him a call now at 888-488-MARK. That's 888-488-6275.
Folks, Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I've been responding to a bunch of people on Twitter. This is Mark Levine. My Twitter address is at Mark Levine Talk. You can follow some of it there. People are saying to me, why do you hate guns? I just wrote, I don't hate guns. I hate dangerous people owning guns. Why do you support dangerous people owning guns? Why? Tell me why it's good for terrorists and the insane and people with a history of violent crimes to own guns, because I don't get it. Maybe my next caller gets it. Jim from Santa Fe, line 5, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. My whole thought is, you know, it's illegal for them to go over there and sell guns if there's no background check.
No, it's not.
Just like it...
No, it's not. Wait, no, it's not. It is not illegal to sell a gun to a terrorist without a background check. It is not. All you have to do is say, I will sell you a gun, no questions asked on the internet, you ask no questions, and you sell the gun to Osama bin Laden's brother. And it's perfectly legal.
And if the government finds out...
You're not in trouble at all. You just say, I didn't know he was Osama bin Laden's brother. I didn't run a background check. Right. I'm not required by law to do it.
And at which point, it's kind of like I have with some of the judges in our state. You are now, if someone goes out and kills with that gun, you yourself who sold it are culpable.
Well, I think you are, but the law says you're not. Jim, you understand. Let me just make sure we understand the law here. You and I understand that I can sell a gun to anybody, no questions asked, as long as there are no questions asked. I am not required in a private sale to do a background check. You understand that's the law, don't you, sir?
You can sell a gun, and if that gun is caught, then the person who sells it is culpable.
They're not. They should be. Do you agree with me they should be? Because they're not. Under current law, they're not. Whoever sold the gun to Dylan, I won't say his name, to the Confederate killer, whoever sold the gun to him is not culpable. Because... whoever sold the gun by the internet to the Aurora killer is not culpable. I'm saying they should be. I'm saying, actually, the one that sold the gun to the Confederate killer at least tried to run a background check, so I don't really blame them so much. But can you and I agree with me that if you sell a gun and you don't do a background check, and you sell a gun and that gun is used to murder a bunch of people, you should be held culpable because you didn't run a background check. Can you and I agree on that?
Yeah, that's totally true. It's just the same.
That's not true, but it should be true.
Drunk driver,
right?
Where you're letting a drunk driver, you know they're drunk. You're letting them drive. You should be held responsible because you knew he was drunk and possibly killed.
Okay, so Jim, can you and I agree
that if you that if
can you and I agree, Jim, that if you sell a gun to someone and you don't attempt to run a background check, you just sell it to them, no questions asked, that you should be held legally culpable? Can you and I agree on that?
I totally agree. You should be held. Totally
well, good. So you support universal background checks.
Yeah, and most of the people who go out and do the killing anyway aren't necessarily buying guns, but stealing guns from legal gun owners.
Well, actually, no. That's not true that I know of. I mean, I know that, let's see, the Newtown killer got it from his mom after killing his mom dead. That's true.
Right,
the Aurora killer got it legally over the internet. The Charleston killer got his at a gun store where background checks failed. I don't know whether it's true or not. I don't think it's true. I don't know of any statistic that shows it's true. But here's the deal. If we have universal background checks, we will save some lives. And if we save
only
1,000 lives, I'm okay with it. I still think it's a good law to save 1,000 lives, even if we don't save all 30,000.
It's a good law to save 1,000 lives, and you know those who are legal and want to get a gun, they can get a gun. I know
sure.
You are not against gun ownership, which is actually very good.
No, I'm not against gun ownership by responsible, sane, nonviolent, non-terrorist gun owners who will undergo a background check to prove that they're not. And take sort of a minimum gun safety course, just like we all have to learn how to drive. You know, pass a test that says you know that which end of a gun the bullet comes out of, and how to load a gun without a chamber in it, and how to lock a gun.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just like you know to stop at a red light. Minimal stuff.
Now, my only other thought is, you know, there's some places I don't go to, like gun-free zones, because it's just like putting up no guns allowed here. It's like saying no bank robbery is allowed at this bank. Well, if they're going to do it, they're going to do it. It doesn't matter what the sign says. So, you know, it's like there's some place I don't go just because of stuff
like
that.
Well, I'll tell you, Jim, I've seen no evidence that in any killer says that I sought out a gun-free zone. You'll have to show me. I've never, ever found a single mass murderer who said, I sought out a gun-free zone and that's why I went there. Can you find me one? Because
well,
I've never heard of it.
The Aurora killer, how many places did he go by till there was the movie theater?
You telling me the Aurora killer said, I sought out a gun-free zone? If so, you send that to me. You tweet it at me at Mark Levine Talk. I have never heard of him say that. I heard him say he wanted
he
to be Batman.
Whether he said it or not.
Well, it matters if he said it or not.
He probably wouldn't. You know, he probably wouldn't go to a place where he knew everybody was packing.
Well, why not?
You wouldn't do it. Why go to some place where everybody...
Why not? He wanted to die anyway. Most of these people want to die anyway. So they can die one way or another.
He could have gone up to a Black Panthers meeting.
You are making assumptions, Jim. You're assuming that a guy who wanted to be Batman in the movie... A guy who ordered a veritable ammunition dump of weaponry and actually took his home and rigged it so that when the cops come in, they could go over a tripwire and kill themselves with grenades and all this stuff. You're assuming he made a rational decision to choose a movie theater, not because it was dark and because people would have a hard time fighting back, and he wore body armor. By the way, I don't know how you stop in a gun.
Yeah, he has body armor.
So I mean, we really, I guess, should have gun-free zones, and then we should have non-body armor-wearing zones, because that guy, even if you had a gun, and you're in the Colorado Theater, and there's smoke in the theater, and you're sitting watching a movie, and you're not expecting a killer to come in, and you got your AR-15 or whatever, your pistol in one pocket, and your Twizzlers in the other pocket, and you manage to pull out your gun, you're telling me you could shoot the guy with body armor and kill him, and not shoot any of the innocent people who are running and screaming and panicking in a dark movie theater? Really?
No, I'm not saying that, but I am saying where would you more likely feel that you might be safe? In a place that says it's a gun-free zone? Because you know somebody's going to, you know, it's like, if you want to shoot up somebody and not get killed, I notice most of the places where guys, you know, with guns, what stops them is either another person with a gun where they get killed.
They usually kill themselves.
And somebody kills them later because they were in a place where nobody had a gun.
They usually kill themselves. Most of these people, they want to kill themselves. They know they're going to die. The Charleston shooter knew he was going to die. The Newtown shooter knew he was going to die. The Columbine killers, I mean, they all are insane. They want to die. They don't care about a gun-free zone or not.
Yeah, if he wanted to die, he wouldn't be wearing body armor.
No, he just wants to make it harder. Look, here's my point, Jim. If you can find me a single example, and again, I don't think a single example would prove a whole lot, but I have never seen a single example of a single mass murderer saying, I went there because it was a gun-free zone. I think these are gun owners putting their thoughts of if they were to commit a crime in the mind of someone who truly is mentally unbalanced. And I think people go to schools because they know people there. They go to workplaces because that's where they worked. They go to places they know. They go to the movie theater they know. I've seen no evidence that they choose a gun-free zone. And frankly, if we get rid of gun-free zones, the only solution that I see is to give every five-year-old a gun, because otherwise, you know, a kindergarten... I mean, do you want guns in a kindergarten?
I
don't want guns in a
kindergarten. Teacher, not a five-year-old, but, their teacher.
Yeah, where's the teacher going to keep the gun?
Although I do know a lot of the kids in schools who would much rather their teachers don't have guns.
Yeah, Jim, I'm afraid we're running out of time, but think about this. Where's the teacher going to keep their gun? If the teacher's going to keep the gun on their hip, then I suspect that the kids are going to try to play a prank on that teacher, maybe try to take their gun, because kids do that. Are they going to keep it in a filing cabinet? Is it going to be a locked filing cabinet? Are they going to keep it in their desks? I have a friend who's a teacher who had stuff stolen from her desk. The easiest answer of all is just make it harder for crazy people to own guns. This is Mark Levine signing off.